Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and we are continuing our limud in Mishneh Yomi with the third chapter of Pesachim, Mishneh 4. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Noshim Lashut Ke'echad, three women can knead their dough at the same time, Ofot B'Tanor Echad, and bake in the same oven. Zo Achar Zo, one after another. So what we're dealing with is an oven that's not big enough for everyone to bake their matzah at the same time. It's a small oven, but they're saving firewood by pooling firewood to heat up the oven at the same time. And then while they're kneading their dough, one woman will bake at a time, and we're not worried that these girls are going to leave their dough alone long enough for it to come to be chametz. V'chachamim omrim, but the other sages disagree. They say, Shalosh nashim oskot bebotzek, three women who are busy with their dough, as in they're making matzah for the whole family. Achat losha, one of them does the kneading, achat orechet, one of them arranges the bread, you know, makes it into the shape, into the right shape, after it's kneaded and mixed thoroughly, achat ofe, and one is baking. Now, the meaning is that the first woman starts kneading, while the second woman waits, and then when the first woman's done kneading and is orechet and is arranging and shaping, then the second woman starts to knead, and then step three, when the first woman is baking, loading up the oven, the second woman is arranging, is orechet, and the third woman starts kneading. So they're all doing their activities one after another, sort of an assembly line, but each woman is working on her own dough, and that way you've got the oven going all the time, and you've got kneading going all the time. No one's waiting around and having their dough sitting while they're waiting to use the oven, because that's a dangerous situation. It could come to chametz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, so finally the Mishnah brings Rabbi Akiva. He says, Lo kola nashim, v'lo kola etzim, v'lo kola torim shavim. He says, not every woman works at the same speed. Women are not all the same. They each have their own, you know, their own quirks, their own ways of doing things. V'lo kola etzim, and even firewood doesn't all burn with the same heat. You might need more or less firewood. You might need to stoke the oven differently. Lo kola torim shavim, and even ovens work differently. And you might find this when you go out of town on vacation or for Pesach or something. You might find the oven where you're staying works differently, heats up differently than what you're used to. Zeya klol, tapach, tiltush, betzonin. So this is the rule. If it starts to poof, get it in cold water. You know, cool down the dough. So what he's saying is, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is, he's not agreeing to Rabban Gamliel that they can sit around and have the dough waiting. He's agreeing to the sages that they need to be working on the dough one after another and when they're using the same oven. But he's saying they really need to be aware not every woman loads the oven or ranges the dough at the same speed. So if they have the dough in process, they need to be very aware that if it starts to get poofy, that's the first stage of chametz. They need to intervene immediately to prevent it from becoming chametz. So Rabbi Akiva is agreeing to the sages, but saying we have to be even more careful. Great, on to Mishnah Hay. Si'or. Si'or is not the same as se'or, but si'or is dough that's in the first stage of fermenting. So it's kind of getting to be chametz, not quite chametz. We'll see there's actually a machlokas about that. So si'or, yisarif, you have to burn it. V'ha ochlo potter. But if somebody did eat it, you know, by accident, you're not supposed to eat it, then he's potter, he's not chayev karis, it's not real chametz. But siduk, siduk means cracked dough, yisarif, you have to burn it because it's chametz, ochlo chayev karis. Someone eats it, it's mamish, it's really chametz, it's really the whole thing, don't eat it. Ezehu seer. So what is a seer? Kekarnei chagovim. It's when the dough has cracks on the surface that are like the horns of a grasshopper, meaning the antennae of a grasshopper, a bow tie. And like the antennae of a grasshopper, they go in two different directions. They don't overlap. They don't crisscross. So too, these cracks are not crisscrossing. There's no web of cracks. There's just a few cracks in straight lines that are not crisscrossing each other. But siduk, this cracked dough, shenit arvu sidokav zei bezei. This is where the cracks are mixed one to another. You know, they're overlapping. They're making sort of a tangled web of cracks. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Amri, the other sages say, Zei v'zei ochlo chayev karet. Both by Sior, by this just first stage of chimutz, and by Siduk, by second stage, more cracks in the dough, they're both mamish chametz, and somebody who eats them is chayev karet, lo aleinu v'ezgu Sior. So what is Sior? Kol shechsifu ponov ke'adam she'amda sarotov. This is when the face of the dough is turned pale, kind of like the person whose hairs are standing up. You understand, if someone gets very scared, then their hairs will prickle up. So, and they'll also turn pale. So if once the dough has changed color from the nice, healthy dough color to a pale color, that is the first stage of chametz, and that is usher to eat. Yashar koach lachem, and Shabbat Shalom.